Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. She is retired from active ministry, and her preaching is entitled Solitude and Solidarity.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Has life ever felt so up in the air, so confusing, and so out of our control as right now in the midst of the pandemic? In his remarkable address to the world from an eerily deserted St. Peter's Square on March 27th, Pope Francis described us all as fragile and disoriented, yet important and needed, each of us in need of comforting the other. "We cannot go on thinking of ourselves," he said. Has that not always been the message of Jesus? We cannot go on thinking of ourselves. Today, on this feast of the evangelist St. Mark, we hear the conclusion of his gospel. Jesus appears to the apostles after his resurrection and gives them their mission. He sends them, "Go into the whole world and preach my good news to everyone. Call them to faith in me and my message and to baptism, that they may be saved." Then he promises to be with them throughout all their works. As followers of Christ today, we know this mission as ours too. Yet, is it not a bit jarring to us at this historical moment to hear Jesus direct us to go and mix with the people, even as our governments direct us to stay at home and distance ourselves from other people? Again, Pope Francis helps us. He emphasized that God is calling us to seize this time of trial as a time of choosing, a time to put into practice that solidarity and hope are capable of giving strength and support. Even as we stay at home in solitude, a new realization can come to us of our oneness, our solidarity with all who suffer, even the planet itself. We have been given a long pause to consider what really matters, a pause from the usual haste of our lives and from feelings of invincibility to feelings of vulnerability, from a sense of limitless capabilities and our can-do attitudes to a quiet, more leisurely time for listening. Listening, for example, to the cries of all the poor of the world, to a world sorely in need of healing in so many ways. An Easter faith, that kind of hearts burning within us faith, can be newly awakened during such a pause. The mission can take on a wider and deeper meaning, its focus more precisely on the Christ we proclaim and his body crucified still today, with glimpses of resurrection too all around us. We stay at home, at a distance from everyone, and send our spirits out in a renewed sense of real communion, of solidarity with all people and all of creation, in the firm faith that somehow in this way we do indeed spread the joy of the gospel.